CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Treadworth, and I've got all sorts of good music lined up for you today, and I'll tell you where it's all come from just shortly. But we'll kick off with a very early recording of Ralph Stanley and his brother Carter and the Clinch Mountain Boys. It's a 1950 recording of the song that became one of their classics, I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow. Let's have a listen to it. Thank you. Oh, that's what they sounded like in 1950. Carter Stanley on guitar, of course, Ralph on banjo and the lead vocal, Pee-wee Lambert was playing mandolin, Lester Woody on the fiddle, I think, and Ernie Newton on bass. They recorded it a few different times over the years, but that was the first recording that I could find, and before it had all the extra little bits added into it. So hope you enjoyed a very sort of classic and traditional start to Back Porch Bluegrass, which is appropriate. Now, I'll tell you what's happening. Really good friend of mine, Mr. Baz Patterson, who's the main guitarist and singer at my Back Porch Bluegrass monthly jam session. He's digitizing all his albums and no longer requires to keep his LPs, so he gave me a box of LPs. Nothing could be more exciting, I tell you. And many of the LPs, we both had copies of them, but there were lots that I never had copies of and some that I wished I did, but I only ever bought maybe 10 albums a year for a couple of years, and then it reduced down, so I missed out on lots of music. And Baz coincidentally have those purchases. So I'm going to play some of Baz's albums on this show. And the first one is one from the Bluegrass Cardinals. I only ever had one Bluegrass Cardinals album. Wasn't this one. And I was interested in them because of the banjo player, Don Palmley. He was on a very early LP I had that came out of Los Angeles, and Billy Strange at his 12-string guitar, and he had Don Palmley playing banjo on it, and they were doing all sorts of folk tunes, and that was some of my first listening to banjo, straightforward picking, that I heard, and so I was interested to see an older version of Don Palmley with his son David Palmley, who is a wonderful guitarist and lead vocalist, Norman Wright on mandolin, John Davis on the acoustic bass, and a very young Mike Hartgrove on fiddle. I saw Mike Hartgrove playing with Dawn Lawson about 20 years after this album was made. This album is called Cardinal Class, and I'm going to play two tracks off it. The first one is Pulley Bone Gaydon, which is interestingly titled, and if you listen closely to the words, you'll find out what it's about. And then after another tune to separate the two, I'm not allowed to play two together, only once on the show, there's a tune called Rolling Away. So let's get the LP machine going, and we'll listen to the Bluegrass Cardinals.
Branch from the hackberry tree, and I'll shave that sucker down the witching side. Now get your money out, boys, cause you're about to see a miracle of nature before your very eyes. Holy Bone Gaydon, Lord bless me, there's a vein of water hidden in your feet. The owner of a brand new water well. He walked toward the east and he walked toward the west, holding the pole of bone stick against his chest. And up near the fence row, he pointed toward the earth. We all grabbed our shovels and started slinging dirt. Lord, Lord, he never owned a car, and he never owned his home. We never knew his real name, we called him Pulley Bone. Now when he died, $30 is all they ever found. I swear he could smell water flowing underground. Pulley Bone Gaydon, Lord bless you, there's a vein of water hidden in your feet. Pulley Bone Gaydon, boat. You're gonna find yourself the owner of a brand new water well. Holy Bone Gate,
God bless you.
There's a vein of water hidden in your feet. Holy Bone Gate, you're gonna find yourself the owner of a brand new water well.
Well, they have some interesting arrangements and some great vocal work, don't they? That's the Bluegrass Cardinals. We'll hear them again after this next tune, which is one by Ivan Rosenberg and the Foggy Hogtown Boys. And the Foggy Hogtown Boys obviously come from Toronto, which is... has a terrible nickname of Hogtown. Ivan Rosenberg is working with them, and they have a they play their music with a real sense of humour, as well as being real bluegrass fans. They have come up with some great ideas, and they do some interesting old traditional music with different twists to it. And here they are doing a Woody Guthrie tune called New York Town. And Andrew Collins plays mandolin, Chris Cool plays guitar, Chris Quinn plays banjo, Ivan Rosenberg plays the dobro, and Andrew Collins is on the fiddle, Chris Cool on the bass, Max Heidemann, I'm not sure what he's doing. He's doing some harmony vocals. They learned this tune from Flat and Scruggs, they said, but I think it's a great tune. This is a Foggy Hogtown Boys, Ivan Rosenberg. Let's hear them.
Singing, hey, 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 just singing.
That's a good fun song. I really enjoyed that. Each of the band took a turn with the vocals there, and I hope you enjoyed that. Right, let's listen to the Bluegrass Cardinals again from their album Cardinal Class, and here they are doing a tune called Rolling Away.
Mississippi to the sea, carry me away, you rolling river, carry me, carry me. There's a warm summer wind blowing up from the bayou, whispering softly to me, and for a little while I belong to the river, carry me, carry me. I'm rolling away on a big stern wheeler down Mississippi to the sea. Carry me, carry me. The moon on the water looks like fire in the river, night birds singing in the trees, and the towns along the bank look like little stars shining just for me, just for me. Now I'm rolling away on a big stern wheeler down the Mississippi to the sea. Carry me away, you rolling river, carry me, carry me. Stern wheeler down Mississippi to the sea. Carry me away, you rolling river, carry me, carry me, carry me, carry me.
Oh, they were a good group, the Bluegrass Cardinals. I'm delighted to have that album, and through the next few months we might get to hear a few more tracks off it. Brand new album out from the Cody Norris Show, and it's got a picture of them in their fancy suits on the front, and it's called Spirit of America. It's got a lot of songs that are lauding the superiority of the USA, and I probably won't play all those because this is a very partisan bluegrass show, but it's got a couple of songs on it that I knew from my youth, and I'm going to play one of those ones for you now because it's got some really interesting things about the song. And the song is The Battle of New Orleans, and that was in 1815 it was, and a song came out, was written by Jimmy Driftwood, who was a school teacher and became a real folklorist, and he wrote the song The Battle of New Orleans about the way they beat the British down in New Orleans. And the song came out with Johnny Horton in 1959, but there's a version that was played mostly in New Zealand by Lonnie Donegan, the British sort of folk and skiffle singer in 1959. He just copied Johnny Horton's and sort of really brightened it up a bit, and it had a banjo in it, and I think that's why I liked the song. I didn't even have a banjo in those days, but I liked the sound of it. And The Battle of New Orleans, interestingly, this song has had many variants written, and a classic one came from New Zealand called The Battle of the Waikato, which is the area I live in. It was done by a group called the Howard Morrison Quartet, and it was talking about the way the Maori fought the English in the Battle of the Waikato. The Howard Morrison Quartet had a wonderful stage act, and they did all sorts of things. But here's the Cody Norris Show doing The Battle of New Orleans, and they are taking it seriously, I think, rather than laughing away at it. Battle of New Orleans sounds like this.
In 1814, we took a little trip
the bloody British in our town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began a-running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we seen the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drums. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
It's a Cody Norris show with the Battle of New Orleans, and sometime I might try and find an album with the Battle of the Waikato on it. Of course, it's written to the tune of the 8th of January, because that particular battle was on the 8th of January. That date was included in the days of the battle. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm raving on about the music that I like, and it's on my shelves, and I've got a few extra LPs added to my shelves these days. So I hope you're enjoying the retrospective look at a whole lot of bluegrass music. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, and it's one based on my 60 years or plus of playing bluegrass music and listening to bluegrass music and amassing several LPs and CDs, several shelves full of those things, really. And I'm delighting and having the opportunity to share them with you. Many of you who listen regularly will notice that I was away last week and we played an old show. I had a very bad cold. I wouldn't have been allowed in the studio. And so when that happens, I tend to look into the archives and dig out a show that was played on a similar date in a previous year. And I hope you enjoyed the music that was thus provided. But I'm in the studio again today. The show first comes out tonight at 10 o'clock, live on air at Free FM, and of course is available as a podcast from the station anytime. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, big music shop in Hamilton, and anything you need, just go and see the folks at Shearer's Music. They've got all the instruments and accessories you could want, and they love supporting local music, and I'm delighted that they support Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's get on with it. Saw the news just recently that James Munro, the son of Bill Munro, just died recently in June. Just last month. He was 82 years old, I believe, and I've written that down somewhere and I can't find it where I've written it. Wrote it on the album cover, which I put down beside me. And I saw James Monroe and met him when I was in the States in 1971 and had a band, the Midnight Ramblers, and we were playing with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band at Bean Blossom, Indiana. I've just been reading a book about that that's absolutely fascinating. And James Monroe had formed his own band, but he also had played bass and then guitar with his dad and played some great music, had a wonderful voice, and sad that he's died. He is 82 years old, and he did a wonderful song with Bill Monroe called I Haven't Seen Mary in Years, and I dug it out of my collection so that we could play it for you, and I hope you enjoy it. Here's Bill Monroe with his son, James Monroe. Interesting that we had the Bluegrass Cardinals on, and it was a dad and son in that one too. But Bill and James doing the song, I Haven't Seen Mary in Years. Sounds like this.
While walking one day in the country, I saw a gathering crowd, and as my footsteps drew me closer, I could smell the sweet fragrance of flowers. It looked like a family reunion. Had my eyes not counted the tears, and an old man said by a graveside, if I could live my life over, I'd bring Mary such cheer. Now she's gone where she'll never need me. I haven't seen Mary in years. Hold my hand and lead me. Lead me away from here. I just brought these flowers for Mary.
Sad song written by Damon Black and sung by James Monroe, who just recently passed away. Oh, it's time we had a banjo tune. Here's Herb Peterson from the album Here Today, and he's playing Scruggs tune called The Foggy Mountain Chimes, in which he gets to do his detuning bit with the Scruggs pegs and does the harmonics in the key of D. It goes like this.